James, the brother of Jesus, became the leader of the church in Jerusalem. The traditions of the church and the history of the church record that he was the first bishop of Jerusalem, and he was eventually martyred. He was the brother of Jesus. When Jesus was at home, he didn't respect Jesus much. He didn't believe in him, but Jesus appeared to him after his resurrection, and James was saved because Jesus had a job for him to do, and that was to lead the church. He did not give this job to any of his apostles, but he gave it to his brother to lead the church. And I think that's a very interesting story that we don't know all the details of, but there it was. I'm amazed at the humility of the people who knew Jesus. Listen to what James says in his letter that he wrote to the whole church. In the very first chapter, the first verse, James, a slave of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. This letter was written by James under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and was probably the very first written scripture of the New Testament circulated throughout the church. I would think that there were a number of copies of this sent, and it was sent out to all the churches. You notice that he is addressing his fellow Jewish believers, who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, which are scattered out in the diaspora. But I love the way he talks about being the slave of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. His position within the church and his relation to Jesus did not create arrogance within him, did not create a haughty attitude. He did not seek to lord it over other people. But he considered himself a slave of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think that's something we can emulate, whether we're in leadership or whether we're not in leadership, to be a slave of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, I come to you this morning as your slave. I'm not worthy to be called your son, but you adopted me, and by your grace, you took me into your family. I'm so happy for that, Lord. But I still consider myself your slave. You are the master. I am the obedient one. Please help me, O Lord, to be your obedient servant today. In Jesus' name, amen.